This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Been a while, guys, and I'm glad I get to check in here today in the Path Hunters Podcast. I want to take a second just to thank every single person just for showing up every day, every week. I know, like, lately I've been very, very inconsistent with this, and I have to really apologize. It's just because I've been very passionate about working on this new business, this FBA business. It's just been very, very time consuming, and I'm learning everything, because the thing about me is that whenever I'm trying something new and I'm going into a new business model, I want to make sure I know everything on top of taking the actions as available as well, to getting mentally ready and just kind of plotting out the plans, checking everything and everything like that. So I hope you guys, understand everything like that. Things will pick up again later on. It's just because, like, a lot of turbulence. I always want to make sure that, you know, my life gets really handled beforehand. It's the exact same thing as, like, you know, when you're on an airplane and you're about to take off, there's turbulence. And then once you're up in the air, steady and smooth sailing, that's when, like, you know, for you to, like, go and tackle the things, other things in life. That's a more philosophical way for me to explain that right now. But I hope you guys are all doing great today. It's been a while, and I wanted to kind of dive into this episode, just replace the Sunday episode, just because I didn't upload one. But this episode, I really want to talk a little bit about just staying the course, staying motivated, and figuring out what works for you. And what I've noticed that after learning so much from so many entrepreneurs, that I really had to really cherry pick what really worked for me. And I've dialed down to a few small things that really doesn't take that long for you to go and own your mornings, because you have to own your mornings for you to own the day. And remember that you have to wake up smiling, wake up and start the day powerfully before you can go do anything, whether it's work, anything like that. That's what adjusts the mood for the rest of the day. And I'm going to tell you guys a really great example. I actually uploaded a YouTube episode, just a lot of stuff about men's work and everything like that. And I'll share with you guys the link down in the description. But I've been doing a lot of videos online. I finally got my first hate comment, and it wasn't a very good one, actually. But I looked at it on my phone in the morning, because it shows up as a notification, and I was fairly upset for the whole entire day. I won't lie to you guys. Like, these hate comments sucks, but it was very difficult for me to switch that up in the morning and go, and it kind of spilled over in the afternoon as well too. But it wasn't until later, till like late afternoon, nighttime, is when, like, I was like, you know, why did I even let this bother me, kind of deal. But it was just a really great example of, and just to see that how powerful your mornings are. From that day on, I actually stopped notification going to my phone in the morning. I usually like to check, just to get to pop in my, you know, my music, my motivational videos, just to get me pumping for the day. This is what I do in the morning. So I'm going to tell you guys what's really worked for me, really, really, truly worked for me in the morning, okay? And I hope you guys find some tidbits out of this episode as well too, because I hope you guys take this and put this into your life and find some value at it as well too. So in the morning, let's just say, I usually go to bed about, let's just say, 11 to 12 in the morning, roughly. I used to stay up late, but I noticed that I wasn't being very productive. So going to bed early as I can, and getting a good night's sleep, waking up around 6 or 7 o'clock. And then the moment I wake up, I actually just wake up with a smile. I purposely just smile. I try to think about something really funny or anything like that, because, like, when you smile, you really do feel good, even if it's just like, even if it's just not real, or you just kind of force a smile up and everything like that, because you're practicing the muscle. That's, in a weird way, it's really worked for me. And I've heard this from an entrepreneur named Stefan, and he actually says this on his video about it. And it was just, I tried it, I loved it, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna adopt that for myself. Okay, so that is the first thing I do in the morning. I get up, I toss in my headphones really quickly as I'm going downstairs to brush my teeth, and play up some very motivational videos about overcoming your fear, overcoming so many different things. A YouTube video YouTube channel that I follow is Be Fearless, Fearless Motivation, and that's their channel, and they play a lot of good content on there. That's really helped me kind of get into the right mindset and for, like, the frame of mind and the reason why you're doing what you're doing. So that is one thing. And then number three, after brushing my teeth and everything like that, I go upstairs, I grab a cup of water. I usually try to go after at least 500 milliliters or to a liter, just grabbing it, drinking it, and then putting together a protein shake before eating anything whatsoever, so that way my body gets rehydrated, gets the nutrients and everything. After sleeping for 6 to 8 hours, or you know, for me it's usually like 6 hours or so like that, your body gets really dehydrated, gets hungry, and so it's seeking for all the nutrients and everything like that. So I usually just straight through drink water and then take in a protein shake. That way it just goes straight to your body and everything, so that way your body can just replenish. And so once that's done, I usually go upstairs and go look over my affirmations. I am grateful for, you know, my family. I usually just repeat that out loud, and then repeat the goals as well too. So for me, it's like aiming for like a certain dollar value. I am making a certain amount of money each month online, yada, yada, yada. And then I say that these kind of affirmations really is relative. It's different for each person. So that way you kind of create your own, whatever works with you, whatever you want to do. So for example, if you're going to be fit, I'm grateful for my health and fitness. I am powerful. I am fit. I am strong. I am just, grab these affirmations for yourself, for you to say every single morning and believe it, right? And say it and say it and say it until you feel good about it. And then afterwards, So that's for me. That's the start of my morning. And then what else was there? I think there was one more. Stretching and breathing. Yes. So stretching and breathing is super key, super important. I usually get up right after, just do all that. Just do the stretching and breathing right after I finish up with affirmations. Stretch it up. Try to touch my toes. Just kind of wave my arms around a little bit. Stretch it up. Reach out for the skies. Breathe really deeply, and go outside and try to soak in the sun wherever you guys are in the world. Right now it's the summertime in Canada, so soak in the sun and feel very good about it. And that's where usually where my motivation kind of kicks in. I'm starting the day. I don't look at my emails or anything like that until maybe noon. So I usually pop up the laptop, grab a tea, and just sit there and kind of look at my goals, what I'm going to do today, what am I studying, what am I looking at today, and try to go after that. And then usually around 10 or 11 o'clock, I try to go and read 10 pages a day. This part's a little hard for me because I'm not a very strong reader, but I've been very focused and trying to get into this habit, just reading 10 pages. I usually dive into audiobooks quickly. I usually listen. I'm a listener. But reading, it's weird because I did an experiment not too long ago. I read a small booklet by Grant Cardone, and I finished the book. I really got into it, but I had to really dial down. And once I get into it, the flow of it, then it comes out. And afterwards, I felt very intelligent. How do I describe this? Like, it's not intelligence, but like, it's more in the flow. I felt very focused. I felt like I can do so much more. I was a little bit more motivated. I just felt really good, right? So reading really does help. It's a little different than listening to podcasts or whatever it is. It's such an interesting thing when you're holding a physical book. So try that. I've been getting into the habit of that. And so that's been something for me. This morning routine has really helped me a lot in taking actions towards the dreams, the goals, and everything for my life. And I hope you guys are listening to this, wherever you guys are in the world. Take this and run with it. Try it. See if it works. The reason why I chose these ones specifically is just because it doesn't take too long. It incorporates with your morning routines as well too, right? So you go and you put all that together and take a shower. And you go there and you just add that to your things. And I'll give you guys a bonus one as well too, if you guys are really into it, if you guys are taking all of it as well too, taking cold showers as well too. That one really gets you awake, gets you motivated, gets you pumped. So do that after when you drink your water. Go in the shower, take a nice cold shower, feel the coldness, and try to stay in there as long as you can. Usually I hear people saying that they've done 5 minutes. That's just unreal. For me, I struggle with like 30 seconds, but I know that feeling of like waking up and you're feeling energized and you're just shaken up and the cold water. And so that is the last one. So I hope all these morning routines will help you guys. If you guys are applying into your life, integrate this into your life, try it for a week, see what happens. I would love to hear if you guys actually get some results or anything like that, send me an email, paul@pathhunters.com, or Instagram me at pathhunters as well too. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, I will catch you guys tomorrow for the Tuesday episode of the interview. Have yourself a great one. Take care. Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.